Welcome to the Back at Work podcast. My name is Annika Häggblom and I'm a learning coach at Talent Miles. In my job, I support individuals and teams to learn and develop at work.
I just came back to work. I was away for just over a year. I had a beautiful daughter and for the past year, I've been taking care of her and my family. And now I'm back at work and feeling slightly out of the loop. You know the feeling when you are watching a movie and then you step out of the room for just a second and you come back and you feel like, okay, what did I miss? Who is this person here and what's the plot now? I feel like that, but about work life. And since understanding work life is quite crucial to my job, I thought, what better way to refamiliarize myself with work life than to make a podcast about it? So this podcast is my way of refamiliarizing myself with work life, getting the hang of what are the current hot topics, what are the challenges people are experiencing in work life right now, what are the new developments, what do we need to understand to create better work lives for ourselves and for others today. So in the following episodes, I will be talking with leaders, researchers, specialists about their views and insights on work life to sort of get many different perspectives on this thing. Today, I'm talking to my colleague, Bo Magnus Salenius. He's one of the co-founders of Talent Miles, and he has many years of experience working with leaders and leadership teams and individuals, and has been developing organizations and strategies for several years. So today, I'm hoping to gain some of Bo's perspective on what's been going on in work life during the past year, and where are we now? Hello, Bo. Welcome.
Hi, Annika. Great introduction.
Thanks. And I'm glad you agreed to be on this podcast.
Sure.
I feel a bit like we're doing, since we're colleagues and we know each other pretty well, I feel like this is kind of a, like I'm making a public sort of, not a job interview, but sort of like I'm talking to to my boss publicly, and people are going to get some insight into our thinking here. But I think that's very good.
Maybe we'll start a new trend. Talk to your boss publicly.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's good. Being open and letting people share in on thoughts is very good. I think this is where we'll also get an important part of learning is talking to each other. So as I said in my introduction, I feel like I need to sort of get back into the loop of where we were. And even though 1 year being away from work, like for 1 year, it's not that long. Apparently it was long enough for me to develop some kind of a distance to work life. And in one way, that's strange. And in one way, I see that this is a great opportunity. I can sort of look at work as an outsider. And I think in my particular job, that's kind of good for a little bit, at least, to look at things from the outside. I can sort of be a bit more neutral towards things. I don't have that strong preferences right now of what I think is absolutely fantastic and what is really annoying. I'm looking at it more like an anthropologist, sort of, okay, this is interesting. This is what people seem to do at work right now. So let's get started. My first question to you, Bo, today is, looking now back at this year, what's one thing that happened in work life or in the development of work life that you didn't expect? What surprised you?
Tough one. But let me just pick up one thing you said there, which has somehow is connected to your question or the answer to it, I hope. You said you're looking at work as an outsider. And you know, that's actually part of my answer to the question of what's happened this past year that you didn't expect. I have this sneaky suspicion that most of us, if not all, are actually looking more at work as outsider observants than before. And I just it's not something I have actually thought very with those words, but I think very much that has something to do with what is going on. So, yeah, the question. I mean, I suppose the straightforward answer from my point of view would be that I didn't expect I didn't expect the future of work life to be this, or work life as such to be as undefined as it seems to be now. So people are looking for ways of what, and not sort of ways of what are the others doing. Maybe that's actually one of the points. People are actually trying to find out, how do I feel about work life? Is it like 4 days a week? Is it working from anywhere? Is it working from home? What do I want to do? What's my career? Career?
So
anyone?
What you're saying is, it's not just me. Is it? It's what I'm feeling.
Yeah,
it's not
I know.
Actually just me being back from parental leave. It's just this common shared experience at the moment that we're all a bit confused about work life.
That's exactly it. And you know, I also know, I think, where it's why it is, why it started, because what happened before that year was, of course, the famous pandemic, right?
Mm.
And COVID, and what we did, well, we were busy learning really everything from scratch. Suddenly we just had to do work online or work remotely or not work at all or work whatever. And I think we are in some strange way, we are still experimenting with work now.
Mm.
And
yeah, that's a bit surprising.
Yeah.
Because in one way, I mean, we have been doing this for a long time. It's been several years since the pandemic started. And yeah, I mean, you're right. One would have expected that sort of things would have found a new form or some new,
yep.
The new shape would have evolved by now.
But you see, the form was already destroyed before this year. That would you
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes,
the form
yeah.
was suddenly destroyed, and we didn't have a form to go really to go back to, did we? I mean, it's actually finding out from scratch, almost. And of course we need to always to keep in mind that this is not the same for all people all over the world in every profession.
Mm-hmm.
There are professions who never stopped going to work to care of us all in the care sector or whatever, hospitals and whatever before. So it's not across the board, but
no.
it's very much for people like you and myself. And for office people, if there is such a breed, I think.
Yes, now we're home office people instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So given this shared confusion about what work life is, what do you think at the moment what have you seen in the clients you have been working with recently? What are the biggest challenges or dilemmas? Do you see any trends there? Like, are there any shared challenges in work life at the moment?
Yeah, I think there's a very practical there are probably many, but one of the most practical ones and influences, for instance, my work and yours, I suppose, as well, a lot, is that people are sort of searching how to be connected in everyday work life. And this is, I mean, yes and no. We have the online tools, Zoom or Teams or whatever, Google Meet or whatever we are using. But and we know what the calendar and schedule looks like when you have five or six or seven of those in a row. There are maximum 1 hour, and it looks like I don't know what exactly, an Excel sheet or something like that, and every day almost in a week can look like that. But beyond those, meetings and those well-scheduled meetings, there's sort of this connection thing, I feel. Or that's what I hear. I mean, people are struggling to have better dialogue. Mm. I suppose if dialogue is a fancy name and a big word.
Mm.
But dialogue, I think we all know what dialogue means. What if we
yeah.
actually sort of talk to each other in a
yeah,
better
but
way?
where and when? I mean, just from where I'm standing now, it looks like work has become very focused on being effective and efficient and getting things done and sort of getting that calendar, as you said, very structured. And, you know, these are the things I need to get done today. And there's not much space or time or like a physical location for dialogue or for meeting people or having encounters.
You know, Annika, can I just pick that up for a second? A good friend of ours, Professor Gijselaars in Holland, has put it like this: what's been happening if you would have asked the same thing of him about what's going on in working life, and especially what goes on in organization, which is his bread and butter. So what happens in working life and offices, he would have said, over the past 2 years or 3 years with the pandemic, there's an awful lot of management and almost no leadership when you ask him about leaders. And what he meant by that is that what we all did, and you just described, we have been very busy. We are very busy managing. And management is not good, bad. I mean, it's good. Management makes the wheels go round and brings food on the table and this and that and whatever. But I suppose we don't live. I suppose we are discovering now that, hey, where's the purpose? Where's the meaning, right? And this is what I see. You ask me what's happening. What are people's biggest challenges? I'm not sure anyone would said flat out that finding meaning is the thing, but as it is our work, yours and mine, to try to figure out from the sidelines what people are and listen to what they talk about. It is about meaning in a way. It is about, hey, what do I work for? What's making me really fly and go and drive and whatever we want to use.
Do you think work life has become more short-sighted somehow?
Sure. Even down to the one-hour slot in Teams. Now, this is my favorite subject, so you can stop me right here. But I'm really worried about the short-sightedness in that respect. One of the problems, there are no context, no places where we can have these longer talks. And I'm not one for going into the office the old way. That's not it. But when you were in the office, you could have a discussion about something with a good work friend over the whole day. You could start it in the morning and say, look, I'm really mad at my kid or my husband or my wife or whatever, the significant other. And you could carry that discussion over the whole day or matter about the way this software works or it doesn't work or whatever, and you could carry that as a discussion almost, even though you didn't talk to each other, sit in the same room and stuff. And now it feels like those sorts of discussions, and there's very very little room for those. I think
so. If I'm catching what you're trying to say, is there sort of you see a lack of maybe a lack of community and a lack of shared purpose, a shared direction, maybe? Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I that's a good connection, because one thing leads to the other, doesn't it? I mean, it's if we don't meet enough, and that is, and if we don't talk, if we don't see other people, I mean, if we don't do that, community doesn't build. So I don't and I don't mean physically meeting. I mean it's actually, but if the meetings are too management, too sort of just online on a needs basis instead of wanting to talk to people and want needing to talk to people just because they're because you're a person and you are curious about something or you want to be curious or you want to think about something. So if you don't have that, you don't have community. And that's why I hear that from many leaders now, business leaders in some of our clients, but also others, that connectedness is really what they're worried about.
And so, with lack of connectedness and community, where does that lead us? It leads us to isolation, or
if I answer that from the employer point of view, at least, it's pretty clear where that is leading to, and that leads to a lesser degree of innovation, because innovation needs a certain slack, needs a certain playfulness, needs a certain level of intensity of dialogue and talk, and it needs a lot of trust. And how do you build trust if you don't get to talk and connect? That's one thing. And of
that's
course,
one. It's big.
I mean, and it's not human to be sitting too much by yourself. And I don't mean sitting at home. That might be a good place to be, but just sitting by yourself and your computer, wherever that happens to be.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, that might be the dream to just have your own. If you're, for example, an author, I mean, they are very, that's their job. But for many people, we should be working more together on something and feeling that connection.
I don't think you're talking about two different. I think there are certain people who think they can and know they can be very, they want to be very effective. And actually, all people I know, to some degree, they want to be, nobody wants to be an ineffective person or not.
No.
So they want to do that. But we are forgetting that we are people at some point. Mm. We become so machine, we almost an extension of the machine. So we just let's see if we can do not a 55 minute meeting with Teams. Let's see if we can do it in 45 minutes. And then you ask, tell me again, why do we want to shorten it? And nobody knows exactly why, because it's possible, I suppose.
So Bo, should our New Year's resolution for 2024 be less efficient, be more slack?
Sure, as long as you're talking to a person who understands what you mean.
Yeah,
by that.
Of course.
Of course, there are also people, as you know, who tend to then use that. Yeah, I'm sure, but we are already now working less and da da da. I'm not so sure. I think by just trying to add. To add more sort of connectedness and ways to think together.
Yeah, correct. I liked what you said. I liked what you said about playfulness. I would like to add more playfulness also to work, because I think that's where creativity starts.
So the question then, can it be both efficient and playful? What about the New Year's resolution like that? That would be a tough one. Let's playful and a more efficient, even more efficient, but playful work life or work situation or what do I know? A life, I suppose.
Have a life. I like that.
Have a life. Yes.
Okay. That's a big part of, a big chunk for me to look into. My next question to you would be then, now you maybe looked more at what you've seen in practice and in the work places that you have been in contact with lately and sort of there. But I know that you are also a person who reads a lot. You're very, you follow research quite dedicatedly and you read up on stuff a lot. So looking at that, is there something you feel like is now trending or is becoming a fad that you don't agree with? What is one of the current work life or leadership trends buzzwords that you would like to take down a notch?
Sure. I actually have two, and I want to cite them both and try to do it, try to keep it together here. But first of all, one of the things that I don't know if it's a fad, I suppose it's a fad, but it's the way, certainly a way everybody seems to be talking now. And there's this, both people in our profession, professional developers are talking like this, and I think they are convincing now also employers and people in management. But what I'm talking about now is this idea that the focus is on my thing. If you just, Annika, if you find your thing, what really there's sort of, first of all, it supposes that there is such a thing that makes you tick. There is one thing, and you should be looking for that. And then that will bring you well-being when once you've found that. And I think that idea is connected with so many. First of all, it's not like that's not how it works, but let's not go into that because that's another long story. And nobody knows exactly why people start to tick, fortunately. So it's still like that. But I think what the other big problems with this I search for my thing is that you start to think you look very much as an individual, and you start to consider yourself really more and focus on yourself as an individual and not as part of the community that much. You are, of course, you have your friends and you have your groups and so, but you still think that it's really a task that you need to develop. And I especially worry that young people in work life are very worried about not finding their thing. Whereas I think those who have been in work life a little longer know that, hey, that's not all there is. I mean, you actually find, you find a thing, then you find another, and you find a third one, and so on. And maybe the fact is that it's not really about finding your thing, it's about searching, which makes it a whole different ball game. So, sorry, I what if the focus would be on searching? That would be much more inviting, and so on. And there's also certain, one big problem that it seems like finding my thing is very sort of finite. It's when I found my thing, I mean, I can lay down and die or whatever. I can go to.
Yeah, isn't that always also kind of again the same efficiency thing that now you should find your thing as fast as possible, and then once you found it, then you need to efficiently and fast sort of live out that purpose and sort of follow your passion. And it's also like that time, the clock is ticking on that the whole time. I mean, it's exhausting if you think about it.
It's exhausting, and if you do it alone, it's even more exhausting. And if you do it together, it's not really your thing, is it? It's a shared purpose. And this is what employers, some companies are also talking about when they, I mean, how about getting, what's to be said for actually joining if not a cause, joining a bigger project or searching for a particular type of innovation, using your knowledge into that and together with other people. And there's ample evidence that being part of that sort of search, if you like, or that sort of vision also builds well-being. So it's not all about you become you well-being comes from finding your thing. And the challenge is, if we want to be really high flying here, the challenges in our of mankind today are such that if we think that there is one person here or one another person there who will needs to find the things and save us, and that it's not a collaborative effort, then I'm really surprised if that's the thing.
Yeah, no, I recognize that. That sounds about right. I recognize that from what I've seen also. Now I'm gonna continue this series of podcast discussions and talk to other thinkers and specialists. And I was going to to end this discussion by asking you your suggestions for what topics or what questions do you think I should look more into? Do you have any recommendations, like top three subjects that you think I need to look into? What do you think are my weak points, so to speak? What do I need to realize about work?
If you could find out the meaning of life in the next policy. No, but seriously, Annika, I think that what we've discussed here, I hate to sound like sort of repeating some of this purpose, and the word purpose is so, maybe not misused, but it's so used so much that it becomes a bit tiring even. And another word that still comes in now and again is motivation, and that those two have something to do with each other. But the old school, very squared view of motivation and boxed in view, I think needs to be challenged. So what do we really mean by motivation, and what could we really mean by motivation, and what should we mean? Find your own understanding, I suppose. And also the big thing with connection to motivation and purpose is this: how do we square this my motivation and the shared thing? Because that also has to do with another big word that we haven't talked about with that name, and that's culture. Culture and connectedness. I mean, if you have connectedness, you build and community, then community builds culture, or community has culture, or whatever. That's inevitable. It always happens. And if we have talked about being sitting and working and alone, maybe, and we alone in the sense that not talking very much to others and not having dialogue. What does that mean for culture? How do you build culture, and what does that got to do with anything? So I said this conundrum of connecting the individual to the community, I think it's much more there. That's a big one for you, and I think you should visit all oracles out there in the world to find those. Luckily, we can do it over internet as well.
Yes, I don't need to.
Yeah, and then the second one is very practical: improving online dialogue. I am one of the. While I'm a fan of all of these tools that actually work every time you start. Okay, there are some problems every time you start, but it's still you get a meeting. By and large, when it was supposed to do, and the internet is stable enough, and so on and so forth. But how can we actually make those more open to real dialogue? We talk about question driven. How can we more problem solving, actual sort of discussions where one can get surprised? As in sort of positively surprised, and once imagination starts to go, and you have somebody to talk, and it's allowed to sort of, you don't have to click or hit a button to raise your hand and say I have a fantastic idea, but that somehow you would be able to just throw that fantastic idea out. I know there are softwares and stuff out there, but no, let's just face it. They haven't done the trick. So starting to test for oneself what works for Annika, what works for Talent Miles, of course, and so on and so forth, and starting testing and see where you get to that. And the third one is AI, which is a easy one to say, because that's really a big one. I mean, it's
for sure.
Where is it going? And I know you're interested in it already, as am I.
That's definitely one big thing that I was thinking for myself also, that it's amazing at what speed things happened. I mean, we've been talking about AI and work for several years, but suddenly during this past year that I was gone, it took a huge leap forward. And now I feel like I'm really behind. Like this is one point where I really need to do some research and try out stuff myself because there's been so much happening in this field.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bo. This was a lot of many good questions about the shared purpose and our personal motivation. How do we marry those two together? And about how to work better together online and then AI. I think I will look into all of those because they all sound very interesting. Thanks for the tips. And now I will continue doing my part in this and talk to more people. So I will not isolate myself here and just think alone, but I will be in contact with others and talk and try to understand by sharing and listening and having a dialogue. So I hope you enjoyed listening to our chat here and look forward to having you join us again for the following episodes. Thanks and goodbye.